Assalamu alaikum. I'm Zainab and I'm honored to share this particular message on the eve of the Hijjah, the sacred month of observing the Hajj pilgrimage.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. We are at the eve of a beautiful 10 nights and 10 days. These are the 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sworn about in Surah Al-Fajr, Wal-Fajr, Wal-Layalin. Aisha ibn Abdullah ibn Abbas said that these are the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith narrated by Al-Bazzar that these 10 days are the best days in the world. These are the best days of the year ever. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed that also and emphasized that in Sahih al-Bukhari, saying that there is no deeds that are highly esteemed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than the deeds and the good deeds that are done in these 10 days. And they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it even jihad, O Apostle of Allah? Jihad is the pinnacle of the deen. He said, even jihad, except a person who went to jihad by himself and his money and his wealth, and he did not come with any of that.
This is a wonderful time that if families, for example, are experiencing any kinds of sort of difficulties, to bring people together around the dinner table, to maybe have sort of a Hajj viewing, really try to get into the spirit of the pilgrimage.
And the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all the same. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, and remind them of the days of Allah. Of course, the days of Allah are all the same. But the Prophet ﷺ explained this ayah to us in Sahih Muslim. He said, the days of Allah actually are the days on which He bestowed His mercy, and the days in which His wrath had been revealed. So these are the days in which the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been bestowed left and right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering the humanity with His blessing in these days. The right mindset of the believer is to benefit from it. The Prophet ﷺ showed us what to do. He told us to fast these 10 days. He told us also to make a lot of dhikr, tasbih and tahleel and tadkir, say la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Stand up for qiyam al-layl, time to time. Stand up for qiyam al-layl. If you can make it for the 10 days, the whole 10 days, every single day, few rak'at before fajr, or even few rak'at more extra than what you do normally after Isha, will count inshallah as qiyam al-layl.
Now, it's easy sometimes for those of us who did not have the chance to go this year to feel a little bit sad, a little bit isolated, because we don't have the chance to go on Hajj and perform these particular rituals. However, there are a lot of things that we can do from home. And first of all, I would say, in order to kind of transcend that isolation, let's make Hajj about family and community. Get out your own photos if you have them and talk the children through them, share those memories with them. So make it a time for family and community. And especially communities, I really believe every Muslim community in the United States should have some way of commemorating the Hajj season, whether it's children having their own Hajj at school, for example, or community-wide programming. So again, try to transcend that isolation that can sometimes happen when we're not really able to sort of physically or directly partake in the activities surrounding Hajj.
We have the intention to go. Our circumstances are not helping. What we should do to emulate the Hujjaj in their spiritual journey, to be with them spiritually, is to fast. To fast, to make dhikr, to make dua for them, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their Hajj. And especially at the day of Arafah should not be missed at all.
Fast, especially the Yom al-Arafah, because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, that fasting on Yom al-Arafah, not only does it erase past sins, but also it expiates those sins in years to come.
So my brothers and my sisters, I urge you and I urge myself to give the best of you in these 10 days. The best of you in these 10 days.
So please reflect deeply on the subhanAllah, the sheer miracle that Hajj is today, bringing all these people together for the sake of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commemorating the sacrifices of the prophets and messengers. Peace be upon them.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sustain us spiritually. And otherwise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with us and to strengthen our will and our resolution so we can be the observant of how sacred these days are. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And jazakumullahu khair.